To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Haley May. Tens of thousands of XL customers across the Front Range were without power this morning. Company officials say they're working as fast as they can to get the power back on, but had to impose another shutoff this morning around 5. Forecasters expect more high winds and dry fire conditions across much of the state today. Gusting winds could top 90 miles per hour in the afternoon. XL Energy says customers in Boulder, Clear Creek, Gilpin, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties will be impacted, and it could take days to get everything back online. Police in Commerce City have seized quite the haul, 77 hens and roosters that they say were being trained for cockfighting. Investigators served a search warrant yesterday after a U.S. Postal Inspector flagged a suspicious package at the property last month. Police say it contained blades designed to be attached to the birds' talons for fighting. A 45-year-old man was arrested on a felony charge related to animal fighting. Police say he admitted to preparing the birds and supplying them to a family member. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order reclassifying cannabis as a Schedule 3 drug. That would put it on par with Tylenol with codeine. Sam Kamen is a law professor at the University of Denver.
We were the first jurisdiction anywhere in the world to create a purely legal system for adults to get marijuana. Everything that the Department of Justice, that HHS, that all of the federal regulators and enforcers are going to learn is going to come from what they've learned from states like ours that have been doing this now for 11, 12 years.
The move also opens the door for cannabis research in Colorado and changes the federal tax code. That means cannabis businesses will soon be able to deduct operating expenses on their income taxes. This is CPR News and KRCC.